Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's A-S-K at LifeCoachAday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yeah. We'll think about sunlight, we'll think about rain, we'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. When I think about my family, when I think about friends, everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here.
We are.
It's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had, until we have to surrender,
oh,
when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's around the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying we were here.
We are miracles. We are.
You are a miracle. That's the truth about who you are. Everything else we just got to investigate. Everything else we got to examine. Everything else we got to research. Because we know that we are indeed a miracle, but somehow we don't look at the sunshine. We don't look at the rain because we got stories. Troy Horn, miracles. Yes. It's time for us to shift our perspective from one of fear to love, to one of pain to one of peace, to from bondage to freedom. And we have the power to free ourselves from ourselves. To find out more about Troy Horn, his website address is troyhorn.com. Troy, T-R-O-Y, Horn, H-O-R-N-E.com. Just breathing in the song. I almost want to play it again, but I won't. I just think about sunshine. I think about rain. Everything is beautiful. I stick it in my head. No, we can't have too many conversations going on in this. As a matter of fact, why not? Let's just breathe in. Let's just focus. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to a new you, a new day to make a difference in your own life. Welcome to the birth of you. That's right. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first, and then tuning in to LifeConversationsRadio.com. This is the place where change is inspired. And as you know, when you catch an inspiration, you catch a light. That's right. You find yourself on fire. Because that breath of life is alive. It's hot. It's passionate. You find yourself being intoxicated with God. And you can't help but make a difference. Because you caught an inspiration. And say thank you to yourself for tuning in, you know? Ah, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am, is your host. I am, is really your host, you know. This other dude, he's just letting I am do what I am does. So I am that I am, it's the host. But this I am that I am, this I am presence, this I am consciousness has a name. Ade Anifowoshe, Ademola Anifowoshe. He has a title, Life Coach. He has all the spiritual teaching. He has all this stuff that he made up so he can find himself in the I am presence. But the truth is, I am is the host. I am is the one listening. I am is the one that created the show. This is a show that was created a long time ago. This is deja vu. It's time for us to wake up and recognize that we are more invisible than we are visible. And today's topic, today's theme, is the abuser within. Say that to yourself quietly, gently, and just kind of watch what comes up for you. You may have read the description or not. And I might take this moment to read it. I don't always read the descriptions because I know you read it yourself. Right. The abuser within, and this sort of this, I guess, is important to read the description. And there's some other things that we'll say and talk about. It is fair to say that we all have experienced some kind of abuse, directly or indirectly, from sexual to verbal to physical to emotional abuse. No one is immune from the stories of victimhood. Now there's something for that, but we'll leave that till later. Because this is it. This is the difference. We each have a choice. We each have a choice. And the description continues. Some of us choose to continue abusing ourselves with our thoughts, our self-talk, other people's beliefs, other people's idea of who we should be or not be, or what we should do or not do, or who we should tell or not tell. Others may make another choice, the choice to release the abuser within. And then we can finally be used, not abused, to demonstrate our power to create a new reality. Now, just let that marinate. And I got to hurry up and get away from there because I don't want to get into the show yet. Because you know I can't. I already stopped some thoughts flowing. I don't know if I need to do that, but I did. So I guess I needed to. Let me bring on Celeste. And I think we're ready. I think she's ready. She better be ready. Let's see. Thank you. Yeah, she is ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boy, what is going on here? Oh. See, habits. I have several tabs open right now, about six. And I always have my email on the left side, well, very far end, and then the studio, and then the chat room. And I got confused because the studio was on the left side. Now, that might not make any sense to you. But if you can visualize, you know, if you open tabs, if you know how to open tabs, you can open several tabs. And I always have a way of doing it. I program my mind. It's time to release and just be flexible. So when I get confused, I can say, oh, okay, I changed. Celeste Morgan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful, Life Coach. Today, you sound great today.
You
sound great every day, but I'm just saying. You got some fire.
Well, yeah, okay, I accept that. Just been really just thinking, as you know, on air and off here, and listeners know, there's been a breaking open. It's not even a breakdown. Yesterday I keep hearing myself, I'm having an emotional breakdown. I was like, don't say that. I'm like, don't say that. You know, I just had all this conversation going on in my head. But really, it's a breaking open,
yes.
You know? And if people want to call it a breakdown, so be it. It really doesn't matter. I've been breakthrough. That's right. That breaking over
like
when
that?
You break. Ooh, you said what?
Do you have a show like that?
I think I do. We might want to ask the archivist. Gonna say that real slow and see what she has to say. But you know. For me, it's kind of like looking. Sorry, I know you. I brought you on, but I just be full of stuff to share. But for me, just realizing it's a breaking open. It's an examining of who I am and who I'm not, how I've identified myself, and all that other stuff. And now, so I can break through the essence of who I am. So anyway, go ahead and talk. You know, I'm gonna talk for a long time. I could give you some time to say something.
Oh, you know what?
What were you going to say?
You know what I'm doing. Come on. I was like, I know he had a show like that. Where is it? Breakdown to Breakthrough.
Oh, Googling it. You're Googling it.
What would we do without it? But I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to get to your announcements. I definitely want to learn how to deal with my abuser with them.
How are you doing? How's your day? You know?
Oh.
What's going on in your... Come on now.
Thank you for asking me. My day is busy, and I'm moving back and forth between worlds of working and playing in my heart area, which is the radio, for my lunchtime. So I'm feeling really blessed by technology and the family that's come to say hello, like Nahali. And for Saggy and Glowing Gooch, Tanya out of D.C., and all the others who are to come. You know, I'm just feeling embraced and loved and have, you know, gratitude that I have a place in the middle of the day to get nourished and replenished. So I'm meeting you at the well. Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I'm a well watcher.
Yeah, I'm a well watcher. I know that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Truly draw from a deep well. People hear it when you do celestial moment, when you speak, period. And yes, you're not just a well watcher. You actually, what's the word? Pull from it. You drink from it. You become it. And that's why you're part of this show, or else, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's like we can't have nobody. We can have people who can do some stuff. You know? So anyway.
Anyway, look, thank you. It was nice chilling with you. I usually jump in and jump out, but I forgot. You're solo today, so we get to play.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Are you ready for your announcement, sir?
I'm ready. And this time I'm going to pay attention, I think. You know, I got to read stuff.
That is so shady.
But nobody knew that. See how we abuse ourselves? Nobody knew that. Until I'm confessing, but confession is good. But anyway.
But now you're going to pay attention. You might want to. All right, family. Hello. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical rebel and soon-to-be birthday boy, Life Coach Today, right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Good News and Celestial Moments, where I offer the energy of the day and something good news in the media that you might not have caught on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show when Life Coach Today is flying solo. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. So what's moving in your world? What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective so that we can deal with what's impacting you. The theme for the month of March is spiritual awakening, and we have wonderful shows coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Since tomorrow is the last Wednesday of the month, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today will be on. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join Ambassa Sacera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. This month, she's playing with the feminine divine. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you in advance for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And you're going to be back with good news, right?
Yes, I have good news and an amazing celestial moment as well, if I might say so myself.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. It's time to tell the truth about ourselves. Go ahead.
Well, I've been courting. So you're dealing with the abuser within,
right.
And I've been courting. So between our two worlds, we're going to rock.
Right, you got to finish a statement. That's true. You got to finish a statement. Courting your inner lover. When you court your inner lover, you will find an abuser that's been living in your head, in your consciousness, rent free, and you don't even have to get mad, and you can just say, "Baby, it's time to go. It's time for you."
Oh, I don't do that. My inner lover kicks them out.
Okay.
Oh yeah, inner lover is deep.
Yeah, inner lover sometimes don't take mess. It's like, okay, enough already. You know?
That could bump my boot. That's how it rolls. Okay, I'm done now with that.
All right, fine. Oh, wow. Life is good. It's getting better. It is, you know. And as you know, right? Because what I'm going to tell you already know. So as you know that this month... The theme is spiritual awakening, and woo, my inner lover been kicking out stuff that don't even belong. I've been having the opportunity to face myself, to confront myself. Apparently, there's something on Facebook where someone is spreading some truth about me that I've been getting spiritually naked. That's true. I have been getting spiritually naked. There were times it was uncomfortable. There was time I was thinking, oh, my God, I can't get spiritual naked while all those people are listening. Just conversation, just stories, just things that don't even serve me. But I guess they did back then. You're getting a sense of the show, right? But if not, don't worry. We're going to get deep in a minute. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you that are listening on the phone lines, those of you listening on the archive. Thank you all, those I can't see that are listening live. Cheryl, Dream Master Dennis, Silent Listeners, Nahali, Sylvia, Tanya, what does Celeste call you? Something T from DC. I'm going to bring Celeste back on. I like that. Celeste, what's the Tanya's nickname? Something T. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. All right, there you go. Something.
It's Sweet T from DC, Life Coach.
Sweet. Sweet Tea from D.C. Glow on, yeah. Girl, why don't you glow? I love that.
I know, right? That's my boo-boo.
Sweet Tea from D.C. She's glowing on. Glow, glow. So anyway, within listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Well, this is an interesting show. All my shows are interesting, and I think I say that most of the time. But I really want to say this. I want to get this out of the way because I know we're all where we are dealing whatever we're dealing with. We view life through our own perspective, and we hear through our own filter. I want you to understand and be real clear about this, that when I talk about the abuser within and everything else I'm going to say, is not to belittle the fact that people have been abused, people have been traumatized, sexually abused, physically abused. There's so much that's happening. That silent disease is killing people, tearing family apart. I am so clear about that. For me, what I would say, I guess this is a version of my disclaimer, is if you have been abused in any way and you're still being abused and you need help, I'll say get help. Call somebody, talk to a friend, get help. The show today is about really about looking at how we, those of us who were abused one way or the other, I think sometimes, and I say this, if it's not your reality, then it isn't. But I think part of the journey of this life is to be abused and so in some way, emotionally, sexually, verbally, just all the leads you can think about. And then when we decide, when we choose to walk, when we choose to reclaim our own power, we start to asking real questions. So today's show is about looking at how we continue to abuse ourselves. Those of us who've got help, or sometimes we're still holding on to the past, sometimes we're stuck in what happened. Sometimes if you think, I was never sexually abused, emotionally abused, I have great parents, great. But sometimes I wonder if you're abusing yourself through your own thoughts. And we'll talk more about that. The questions about what will people think, that's an abuse. What I should do, what I shouldn't do, what people think I should do, what people think I shouldn't do, and how we constantly go back and forth and bend over to meet other people's need, to please other people, and we betray ourselves. We abuse ourselves by saying, oh, I'm so stupid, that's so ridiculous, I shouldn't have done that. You're a man, you're not supposed to cry, you shouldn't be vulnerable while doing a show, what is wrong with you? Get it together, come on. The list goes on and on and on. Really, today this show is about confronting the BS, whatever you want to call it. You can call it the bullshit or to call it the BS, the belief system, where we get to ask ourselves some real questions. Get to ask ourselves, what is real? Those of us on a spiritual path, we say that we are love, we are joy, we are peace, and we're one with God. And, the post that we post on Facebook, and I'm saying we, all of us that are united in spirit, the post that we like on Facebook, the post that we say, oh, my God, I must share. Oh, my God, that is so true. Oh, my God, I needed to hear that. Why does that touch us so much? Because it speaks to the truth of who we are. Now, this show is about asking ourselves, do we want to continue to live and support illusions or live from a place of truth? What is true about you? That when you experience things that are illusion, or even if you don't call it an illusion, when you experience things that are just challenging and painful, you can say, wait a minute, I am one with God. Some of us may have issues with that. We may see ourselves separate from God, but if you see yourself separate from God, then you go through life seeing yourself as separate from God. And there are those of us who see ourselves as one with God, but we still live life as separate from God. That's the foundation of the show. And the truth is, as I always tell you, this show is about me. You just happen to hear my story, okay? So you just applaud me if you feel like it and say, oh, my God, really? That's what he does? It's really all about me. It's really all about me. But if anything that I say struck a chord, if it triggers something, if it's real for you, then so be it. The abuser within is the self talks. It's the thoughts that we think about ourselves. Just think about it today. When you woke up, what was your first thought? Really, that's not a rhetorical question. Just think about it. What was your first thought? Okay, you might say, I don't remember, but what was the second thought? Or what's the first thought that you remember? Was it a thought that affirmed who you are? Was it a thought of fear? Was it a thought of pain, of depression? Was it a thought of frustration? Was it a thought of freedom? Was it a thought like, oh my God, a new day, I get to really live life the way I want to live my life. Today is a new day, I get to really show up. And it's really up to me. Or did you wake up thinking, well, I don't know how today's going to work out, but we'll see. See, for me, where I'm at, as I go through my breaking open process, which is ongoing, I'm challenging myself. I am either one with God or I'm separated from God. I am either the truth that I speak or I am not. I need to decide. Now, because there are times when I operate from that place of being one with God and it feels good when I'm doing what I love, like teaching, coaching, empowering, doing the show. Oh, my God. Every now and then I hear the other side. I call them the voices in my head. It jumps in. I hear the voice that says, oh, stop cracking too much jokes. You laugh too much. Calm down. People won't listen. But for the most part, when I'm doing what I love, when I'm in alignment with my divine mission, oh my God, to myself, I am unstoppable. And there are times when I finish the show, oh my God, the abusers, they come, they go back up. Why did you say that? You didn't finish that thought. Why? You did. You should have said there with this information. You should have done that. Why did you play? Sometimes it's just shut the flip up and just please stop beating me up. We have the power to beat ourselves up or lift ourselves up. So the abuser within, what does the abuser within you look like? Today is the day to release it. Now, we can rationalize and say, well, you know, I'm on a journey. It's a process. And it is. But for me, and you know, the part of me that goes, what you mean? Don't say that. For me, I am decided to walk in the truth of who I am. Not sometimes one with God and sometimes, okay, God, what do I do? You know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, twice that I remember saying this. I remember saying I was doing some shows and I feel like God was saying, go on stage and I'll give you what to say. And I felt like I didn't have the script, and God is just, I have like one of those earpiece that people, newscasters use. They have that little earpiece, or singers, you know, feedback. I can't remember the technical name, but you know what I mean. They have different colors. Anyway, don't digress. I was going to go somewhere with that. But now they got to, well, I'm finished that thought. Now they've graduated, so they have some brown ones, so you don't always see it. Consciousness, we're evolving, we're growing. So when we evolve and grow, we start to change things. We start to involve more people in our lives and not just thinking there's only one kind of people, one type of people, one kind of race. Okay, there is one human race, but when we talk about expressions, so we start to challenge and say, what do we mean when something is naked, whatever they call it, with stockings and is naked? Well, not for some people. And somebody says, why does it have to be that way? Let me create something that is naked to a different race of people. So anyway, I digress. And I don't even remember what I was going to say before I digress, so I'm not going to front. But I would say this is what's true for me now. Is if God is everywhere evenly present. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I knew it was going to come back to me. You know, when you just let it go. Now, so me saying I'm stepping on stage, oh my God, I'm doing this show, I feel nervous, I feel vulnerable, I feel like I'm on stage and God is behind the scene telling me what to do, what to say, and I feel out of control, I get it. and some of you may get it. But the truth is, there is no God and you. I'm speaking to myself. There is no, you know, we say God is everywhere, evenly present. That's what I believe. That God is the only thing that's happening. Everything is energy. If everything is energy and God is energy, you are energy. You are one with that energy. Call God, call life, call divine intelligence, whatever name you want to call it. Call it Jesus, call it Buddha. You are one with it. Now, if you think you are not worthy enough to be one with it, that's the abuser within you. So it shows up in so many ways. We abuse ourselves. We feel depressed. We tell the same story over and over. My story, a day story. Oh, my God, I haven't mastered this thing about money. BS! That was then. This is now. But what I did was bring the same story with me. Oh, my God, I'm unusual. I'm different. I'm a man that's emotional. I'm a man that's sensitive. I'm not like other men. Who told me that? Whose idea was that? That's BS. We compare ourselves to other people, sometimes in order to feel special, sometimes in order to feel unworthy. It is BS. Altogether now, what is it? It is BS. The truth is, we are one with the one consciousness. And when we swing back and forth, when we say, I'm doing my meditation, I'm praying, but I don't know why this is happening to me. Who said during your meditation that life is not going to happen? The problem comes when we look at what happened to us and we now make ourselves wrong. We say something about us is wrong or something we did was wrong. And if the thoughts are, well, but you got to admit, like life coach, there are some things that are just wrong. I'm not interested in having that conversation with you. For my own soul salvation, you get to decide what is wrong. And what you call wrong, is it based on other people's idea of wrongness? Is it based on other people's religious beliefs, societal beliefs, or what is moral and what isn't? You get to decide. I don't need to tell you. I need to figure out what's going on in my life. And if what I believe is, if what I believe in projecting is not working for me, it's time to blow that crap up. Blow it up quickly and set myself free. How are you abusing yourself? Abuse is about power. It's about hurting yourself. It's about emotional pain. When I judge myself from not having the website ready, when I judge myself for, you know, I'm not where I think I should be, or my business should have been bigger than what it is right now, or it's just BS. I'm laughing. That's funny. That is funny to me. Oh, boy. This show is brought to you by our brothers, BS. They say it's time to set yourself free. When we use language, when we think thoughts that condemns who we are abusing ourselves. When we allow ourselves to get angry by what other people did or didn't do, what they said or didn't say, we leave ourselves so vulnerable and say, go ahead, abuse me because I'm sensitive. Or go ahead, don't abuse me because if you say the wrong thing, I'm going to be pissed. It's time for me to release the abuser within. You see, you are the thinker who thinks the thought that creates the thing. I'll say that again. You are the thinker that thinks the thought that creates the thing. With your thoughts, you send out vibrations, and the vibration that you send out aligns you with a certain kind of energy, the vibration of fear or the vibration of love. The choice is, call it fuel if you want, we get to choose. We get to choose if we want to free ourselves, if we want to be right, or if we want to be free. It is time for me to free myself from my own self. You know, I was thinking, yesterday was an interesting, sometimes for our own self-preservation, for our own sanity, it's important to be able to be aware to how much we can take or not. And those of you who listened yesterday, I just noticed something. Oh, wait a minute, I need to take a sip of my tea before it gets cold. We're just chilling back at this Life Conversations Cafe. Go get yourself something. Relax. Go to the restroom real quick. We're not going to take a break right now. We may not take a break. I don't know. But speaking of a break, I got to tell you something after I take my sip. Okay. Because I'm coming from where I'm from. And I'm sharing my experience with you, my growth. But I've got to tell you, speaking of the break, next week I'm away. I'm allowing myself to continue to heal, to continue to rest, to play, to relax, to rejuvenate, to get clear. We would run, I think, reruns, and you're free to come or not. But if you don't, it's okay. If you do, it's okay. But we know some people are going to come. So I'm choosing to run reruns. Yeah, we're going to run reruns. So anyway, get that out, because I almost forgot. Actually, I did. Oh, I wasn't thinking about it. So the whole thing about self-preservation. And by the way, if you have any questions, let me see, because I'm not even looking in the studio. I'm not looking in the chat room. I'm not looking on the like pages. So post your questions on the like pages. Ask Life Coach Ade radio fan page or like page. I'm stuck in the past, but that's okay too. At least I know I'm stuck. Some people are stuck and they don't even know they're stuck. Ooh, judgment. Okay, but I won't be judgmental about my own judgment. So anyway, you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts on the Life Conversations Radio like page or the Ask Life Coach at a like page, or call in 347-426-3346 if you want to free yourself, if you want to share your thoughts. I really, really, I am confronting and chilling. And yeah, coolio, indeed, I'm just chilling. It's cool, whatever you want to do. Listen to me, think out loud. That's what I'm about. You hear me? You feel me? Stop it. Yes, I like to plow. I like to play, I like to laugh, I like to have fun. Yeah, when you play and laugh, it's called plaff. I like to plaff, play and laugh. Have you plaffed today? Have you played and laughed? You know, we have the power. And we use that power in so many ways. We think thoughts about ourselves. We think thoughts about what we think we should do or not do. You are the thinker who thinks the thought that creates things. We create with our words, thoughts, and action. If you want to go thoughts, word, action. No particular order. Those are three things. So right now you can think a thought and you will feel a shift in your body. You can think about a relationship, a romantic relationship that just swept you off your feet, or you just felt like, oh, man, I'm with the right woman, or I'm with the right man, or whatever the case may be, and you can maybe have a smile, or you feel good on the inside. Or you think a thought of a relationship that was so horrible that you felt you almost lose your life, or you were abused, and there's a tendency to kind of get sad about it. And whatever comes up, whatever you feel is fine, but it's an indicator to see and feel and recognize the power of your thoughts. You can choose your feelings. And sometimes when they seem like they just happened, so be it. But rather than, I haven't got this, I need to do this, I should have done that, but you don't know, you don't know. You are the thinker who thinks the thought that creates the thing. So whatever you're experiencing, you're thinking it, you're creating it. Something happened and you made up a story about it. And if you're coming in at the tail end of the conversation and you're thinking, well, what about, just go back and listen to my disclaimer. But I guess for the sake of sanity and safety and warm and fuzzy, and that you know that, you know, whatever you need to know, because I don't know what you need to know. I want to just remind you, this is not to take it for granted that people are being abused as we speak in this country and everywhere in the world. That people, families are being separated right now. The truth is, someone is being abused on some level. And right now we can choose to heal that situation. That even though it's happening, that the person, both of them, would get the healing that they need. You are the thinker who thinks the thought that creates the thing. So we can say that's horrible, that poor child, that poor woman, that poor man, that whatever, 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 and stay there with that energy. Then we just infuse that energy and that experience that we don't want to experience with all our energy, with all our power. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. But we also have a choice to say, that is wrong, that is not acceptable, but I know the truth. That God is the only thing happening, and I'm blessing that situation. Blessing it doesn't mean you're accepting it. You're calling for the best, for healing to take place, and for the soul of the people involved in that experience to be healed, to find the light, to remember it as the light. Because the truth is, when we talk about soul experience, we don't always know. Don't water it down, life coach Ali. The truth is, now maybe there's some enlightened ones of you in the chat room. I want to talk to you later. Let me speak for myself. That's better, because there's no disclaimer. The truth is, I'm still trying to get clear of the complete mission of my soul. Now, I heard some things. I had to get help yesterday to go to somebody else who can help me raise the vibration. And my expression, one of the things that I know to be true when it was said to me, is my divine mission is to tell the truth. Now, the truth can mean different things to everybody. And it does. You can, you know, in the sacred yes, God speaking through Reverend Deborah Johnson, distinguish between personal truth and spiritual truth. In order to release the abuser within, we got to face our personal truth. What truth are you saying about who you are, about your personality, about your identity? What lie are you telling yourself? Because the spiritual truth is always going to be the spiritual truth. If you judge yourself, the spiritual truth is always going to be the spiritual truth. If you think you are a sin and you're not worthy, it doesn't change who or what God is. If you believe God is taking notes and ready to just barbecue your hips, then so be it. But whatever you believe, it's yours. But the truth is, if you believe that God is taking notes of your life, the truth is you are taking notes of your life. But anyway, if that's how you live, if you think God is going to judge you at the end, don't do what you do out of obligation in order not to be judged. Just do what you think God wants you to do. So it's not, you don't feel pressurized. You don't feel obligated to God. Because the truth is, if you're serving a God that you're obligated to, good luck. Now, and it doesn't just live in some people, in the religious people and spiritual people. Just, you know, we don't do that. Yeah, there's some things we know intellectually, but there are things, the stories we've been conditioned. We're part of this matrix. The human matrix, the human thought, the mass consciousness. We're all connected. The internet is showing us that. The World Wide Web. We are connected. Social network. That life is nothing but a network. And just like a spider web, if you pull one part of it, it's going to affect everything else. What is your victim story? How are you abusing yourself? If you are the thinker who thinks the thought that creates the thing, is it time to have a new thought? Have a new thought about yourself. Have a new thought about your life. A new thought that I have for me is this idea. You know, I know what my divine mission is. I know. I've shared this many times, kind of redundant. I tell people when they say, wow, particularly when I was doing four shows a week, how do you do four shows a week? And I told them if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing this. If I wasn't doing four shows a week, if I wasn't doing what I was doing on the quote-unquote shows, I would still be doing that with somebody somehow writing on the internet, doing the same thing. So I'm clear. Now, the stories that I've made up about myself, the stories about my parents, the stories about how I'm supposed to feel or be with my parents, the story about who I am, my identity, the stories about, well, I don't know. Do I really know what it means to be a man? For me, it's kind of like, what does it mean? I really, the truth is that, what does that mean? I don't know. The definition that I have about being a man is what I've learned, what I've heard, what I was told. But at the core, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean for you to be a woman? What does it mean for you to be a mother? What does it mean for you to be a father? You know stories. There's a lot of stories that I want to get to right now. Talk about, you know, family tradition where you do things and something about putting a ham hock in a pot and they cut the end and the daughter, okay, maybe I'll tell you about it. And I'm going to paraphrase. And the little girl asked the mother and said, why do we always cut the edge of the ham when we put it in the pot? The mother said, I don't know. I learned from your grandmother. She used to do it. Then you asked the grandmother. Grandmother said, well, I learned from your grandma, from my mother. And then the little girl asked the great-grandmother, and she said, well, during slavery time, we didn't have pot big enough, so we had to cut the edge so that can fit. And for the intellectual ones in the house, like myself, who sometimes like to debunk stuff, it doesn't matter if that story is true. It could just be a metaphor. What are the things that you're doing, that you've been doing, because you learned that from your parents, or from your culture, your society, your spiritual group, your religious group, and you've just been doing the same thing. You don't even know why you're doing it. You don't know why they're doing it. I shared earlier how I have my browser. I have the email one on the left, and then next the studio, and then the chat room and Facebook. I was confused when it was in different order. It's time for us to shake some things up and stop abusing ourselves with our power that we have, the power to create. We have the power. We have a power that creates and then can destroy. If you feel like you need professional help, go get it. That is still you taking care of you. If you need to see a counselor, if you need to see a minister, whoever you need to see, call a hotline, do it. That is you saying, I'm so much more than this, but somehow I can't get myself out of my web. So in the words of a friend of mine who's spreading truth about me, I was told, she said, I've been getting spiritual naked. I'm going to find that information, actually, and see exactly what she said. What in the world? I have somebody telling me they can't download the show. The show is live. Excuse me a moment. While I talk to somebody, I told you we're in a cafe, okay? So go drink some tea, some coffee, or whatever else you want to drink. It's kind of hard to type. Let's see. What? My friend is getting more and more real. Oh, okay. Thank you, Celeste. You're the best. This is what Mona said, my dear friend. She said, my friend is getting more and more real and spiritually naked in his live conversations. 12 noon today on Blog Talk Radio. No, on Live Conversations Radio. That's right. I pay to be on here, so I get to say how I want it to be. I don't need to be afraid of that. Another speaker getting more and more real. When people say, oh, yeah, your blog talk show. I'm like, no, it's Life Conversation Show. That's right. Because I create my reality. I am the thinker who thinks the thought that creates the thing. I get to say how I'm seen. I get to say how I want to see myself. So thank you, Moana, for that, but it's Life Conversations Radio. It's not Blog Talk Radio. Now, I use Blog Talk Radio, and we exchange energy, known as money, to use the platform, and I am eternally grateful there would always be an option. But for me, I know that it was life. What's the word I'm looking for? It was life-saving. Because when I decided to come on Blog Talk Radio, it was like, okay, I've been holding all this stuff in. I know I'm supposed to teach. I know I'm supposed to release this, but okay, let's do it now. Especially having my, after building a studio and have to start over again, I was a little bit uppity about it. Blog Talk Radio is not a radio. It's just blah, 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 blah. The abuser within. Talk about eating crow, but no, we don't need to do that. It is what it is. I've grown, I've evolved, I've changed. I'm so grateful for Blog Talk Radio. But don't come near me talking about your Blog Talk Radio show. Okay, all right. What am I laughing at? I don't know. It just sounds funny, you know, to me. See, you're all up in my head. It sounds funny getting all serious, talking about the abuser within, and now talking about, don't come near me. Like, whoa, brother, man, what's going on? Chill out. It ain't that deep. You know, it's not that deep. And I'm choosing to serve God. Who and what is God? Well, I'm remembering every day, every moment, that I am one with God. And there are times I can say, I am God, and it just rolls off my tongue and I'm okay. And there are times I say it and something moves inside of me. But it is time for us to rise up. And if I am God doesn't work for you, don't force yourself. Choose whatever. But for me, the idea that the statement, I am God, makes me quiver, nervous. So I got to ask myself, who and what is God? Why, as a matter of fact, why does that make me nervous? I don't need to debate. People say, well, you're not the God. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because if I say I'm God or not, and if everything is energy and God is all there is, it really doesn't matter. Can I let go of my judgment, of my own fears about what I say or don't say, what others are going to say about what I say? Yeah, so folks, I just want to let you know, I'm an Aries, so it's like, I catch something, I'm gone with that fire. But I'm pacing myself, I'm listening. And I'm surrendering, I'm falling back into my divine mission to tell the truth. Sometimes it will scare the mess out of me, but I think more importantly, it will scare the abuser out of me. It's like, there's too much damn truth in here. Gosh, this fool got too much power. I can't overpower him. All that self-talk is not working. And if it does show up, I can just say, okay, I'm creating this. I'm creating this life because really the truth is you are creating your life, and your life is reflecting back to you the meaning you gave it. My life is reflecting back to me the meaning I gave it. And I've given my life all kind of not good enough, inadequate. You don't know who you are. You're struggling. You need to learn this. You need to learn that. You need to learn some more. You need to do this. You need to do this. Shut the hell up. Okay? Get the flip out of my home, my house, my consciousness, my being. I am one with God, and I get to recreate. So rather than, now, the shift, when I say I'm on stage and God is giving me instruction. No, I'm on stage and God is on stage. As I said at the beginning of the show, I am is the host. I just heard a thought. Oh, boy. What happens when something happens when you talk to somebody today and they challenge you? I'll just deal with it then. But the truth is, even that is just something that I think I can change. That's like, who's going to challenge me? Because how I really respond to what someone else says is just really about the thoughts that I'm thinking. If someone said to me, I listen to your show, that's a lot of bullshit. it was, I don't know why people listen to you and blah, 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 all the stuff that I've said, and they said that to me. Now I have a choice. I have a choice to say, oh, my God, I can't believe they said that. That's so hurtful. Well, it's hurtful when I believe it's true. Because if someone told me my name is John, I'm like, you sure you're talking to me? You sure we've met before? But if they say you are they, I'll quickly say yes. Are you John? Are you Brian? Are you Jane? Are you the man down the street? I'm like, what are you talking about? Give me some more information. I'm just sharing. And I thank you guys for listening. You know, but I can say, and when I say I'm just sharing, that's what I'm doing. I am more interested in demonstrating for myself what I know to be true. Rather than what I think is true. What I would like to know is true. If someone said to me, don't you do a show Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2? I'm not going to go, on Life Conversations Radio. I had to slide that in. Woo! We have issues with attachment, and we're identified with stuff that don't mean nothing. But anyway, they say, don't you do a show Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2? My first response is going to be, yes. Oh, you've listened? It's like, yeah. You know, sometimes it's hard to get you because, you know, I'm out of the area and, you know, my radio doesn't pick up the FM very well or AM very well. I'm like, AM, FM, what you talking about? Don't you have a show on FM, AM? No, it's on the internet. It's on the internet? What kind of show? Then, you know, then this another conversation is happening. Now, when I said yes, it's because I assumed that what they were talking about is what I know to be true for me. But they have a different thought. You can think of different experiences like that in your life where someone says something you've agreed and they're talking and then you're like, wait, what'd you say? What? And then they explain and you say, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant you did the thinking. You created the story. So if your life is not working for you, think a different thought. Think a new thought. And it doesn't matter if you're spiritual or not, if you're religious or not, if you go to church or not. Think a different thought. That's what new thought is. We create religious institutions and spiritual communities around the universal truth. Choose again. It's time for you to not only release the abuser within, it's time for you to heal the abuser within. Because the abuser within you was once hurt and hasn't been healed. So when I find myself saying, you played too much on that show, you laughed too much, what did you teach? I'm hearing other people's conversation through my thoughts that I've subscribed to, that I franchised. Because I believe them. Now, from this standpoint, I don't have to believe anything about my parents, what they did or didn't do. I don't have to say I used to feel inadequate because my parents didn't make me feel loved. And if you feel that, so be it, but it's time to change your story. My parents did the best with the information they had. And guess what? I created it all. My soul wanted to experience itself. So, you know, it's like writing, as my friend reminded me yesterday in our session, it's like, listen, we write this script. We put all these villains, these abusers, these people, the people who gets on our nerves, we put them in the play. Because we know at the end of the day, we are going to come out victorious. We know it's nothing but a hero's journey. We know that we just want to strengthen our spiritual muscles. So we created all the scenarios. But we got caught up in our own script. can't really recreate. We hear it. I hear it. Once again, let me come personal again. SB, let me take a sip of my tea. It's getting cold now. And yes, I mute my phone when I do that. That's right. I don't need you to be hearing me slurping. I want to get that naked. I want to be nice and loving with your ears. I just did it. No, but I wasn't drinking. I was just doing. Anyway, moving right along, I can't remember what I was saying. What y'all got to say? Y'all bold enough, brave enough to come and share your story? Yeah, that's the antagonistic part of me. Well, actually, I don't know if it's antagonistic. Maybe it is. I don't know. We all have so many personalities. We all have different kind of people in our heads. I have friends who have different names for their personality. You know? We compare ourselves to others, and we will never, ever match up. Sometimes I go to other shows on Blog Talk Radio. I look in there, and they got hundreds of people, 50. And sometimes I listen to what they're talking about, I'm like, huh, really? Judgment. And then I compare, how come I don't have 50 people listening to me? Dude, snap out of it. I keep showing to myself that I can create what I want. Some of you who's been listening for over 2 years will know there was a time I used to send an invite for every show, most of the time. Some of you probably pissed at me. It's like, ah. And I don't know why we get angry about people sending an invite. Just change your notification. Some people say, take me, untag me from this. It's simple. Untag yourself. Take your power back. Don't tag me in BS like this. Okay, they did. It's okay. Untag yourself. Anyway, I digress. What's the point? Oh, it's almost time for Celestial Moment. I think I'm complete. But what I was saying, I go in there. Oh, yeah. So I'll send out invite every day because I want people to know about the show. And then through my growth, it's like, you know what, God? I'm just not, you know. Right now, it's been an ongoing journey. I want to live my truth. I want to know what I'm teaching is true for myself. So I'm not sending out invites. I invite Celeste, and she invites people until she tells me not to, or until I feel like not doing that. And she's cool with it, as far as I know. And if she isn't, now she has the opportunity to tell the truth. But my point is, when I decided not to send it out anymore, the show listen numbers were still increasing. They're still increasing. Sometimes at the end of the show, it shows the numbers that just blow me away. 50, 100. It's like, wow, really? But it's like, yeah, that's part of it because I'm in a human body, but it's so much more than that. I'm doing a show. First of all, well, let me see before I say what I'm going to say. No, I'm not going to think that. I'll say it later. I'm doing the show because I believe I have a divine mission. I want to share it. And it's important to me because I say so, that I want people to listen. Now, the truth is, the true freedom is doing what I do if one person listens or not. If I have one listener or 1,000 listeners, live or archive, that's how you know if you're really about the business that you brought yourself on this planet to be about. I have set up workshops, and there's only been two people show up. I've done workshop where there was only one person that showed up, one in England, a member, and the second person that the person that showed up was helping me. So there were just two of us. And I've done workshop with two, and I've carried on. I've done workshop with young people, just two. When we get attached to how things look or what we, you understand. I'm not going to be redundant. If you need me to There's a chat room. The chat room is underneath, my dear friend. Someone is asking me, I can listen now, but I can't see chat room. When you open it, I don't know if you listen on your phone, iPad, I don't know. On the internet, if you're on the computer, scroll down to the bottom. I think that's where the chat is. Yes, it is, at the bottom. So, you know, I'm releasing the abuser in me, and I hope your abuse... No, I don't hope that. I hope you release the abuser in you. There's more, you know. I just ask you to choose who you're going to serve. Yeah, scroll down to the bottom. There's a chat room. There are folks in there. Let me see who's in there. Let me do a shout out. We don't do shout out. We have Four Saggy. This is a love out. Love out louding. Cheryl, Dennis, Dream Master, Silent Listeners, Laverne, the lady, the cake lady, Melly 66, Nahali, Peacemaker, Zoe, Sylvia. We have Tracy, the night owl, a.k.a. Swiper. We have Monica, we have Sweet Tea from D.C. Woo-wee. I was not ready to have this kind of conversation yesterday, but I had to have the experience I had yesterday to be able to get here, and there's always more. We have Glenda in the house. Welcome, Glenda. You know, let's free ourselves from ourselves. You're not getting any chat room. You're feeling left out? Oh, don't feel left out. Come here. I don't want to put you on blast, but if you don't mind me saying your name, then I'll tell people to give you a hug. I don't know if you're using Firefox or Chrome, or maybe Internet Explorer or Safari, but Chrome is usually the best. And if you don't have chat, it's maybe your Flash. What is it? Flash? Is it Flash? Yeah. No, it is Flash. I can't remember now. But there's something that Adobe does that you may need to update. But it's really time for us to free ourselves from ourselves. To stop thinking we should be here and do we should do that. Where you are is where you are, and recognize that you created it all, and you can uncreate or recreate. We hear teachers come to the show. I hear it. I listen. Bruce Lipton tells us how we can change our blood chemistry. And we don't have to deal with the foolishness that, oh, this disease is running my family. And that's challenging for people to accept. It's challenging for the intellectual mind to understand. Trying to take a break. To understand, you know, sometimes we pray for people's healing when they're sick, when they're in a hospital, and they make their transition and we think they didn't get healed. Well, who said so? We say parents are not supposed to bury their children. Who said that? And how did they know? Where did they get that from? And even if you accept it as true, you may want to just check it again. What if? Well, before I go there, because if that's not supposed to happen, let's just deal with reality. It's happening. Thank you, Flash Player. Yeah, thank you. It's happening. I'm multi-reading. I usually don't do that. I used to do it back in the day. I'm just so free with myself, I'm just breaking my own rules. Ha! I'm free! See, when we start saying things shouldn't happen, yeah, okay, baby. Starvation, poverty, rape, it shouldn't happen, but it's happening. Now, let's not justify, keep defending the fact that it shouldn't happen. What can we do about what is happening when we're traumatized, when we've been abused, when someone is raped, when people are doing crazy things? What can we do to make it right? And for those of us who are on the spiritual path, who are saying, I recognize the truth, I'm free, we do ourselves a disservice if we're going back and forth 1 minute, we're living from the truth of what we know and who or what God is, and next minute we're like, but it's not working. It's hell. That's hell. To know the truth and not live it. And living the truth doesn't mean you don't go through pain. It's like when it's cold and you have a jacket on. Yeah, you're warm to some extent, but a part of you might still be cold. And if you don't have gloves, you might say, I should have got a pair of gloves. and you have gloves, your face is, maybe I need to get one of those things to cover my face. Oh, no, I'm going to look fun. Oh, for females, I don't want to mess up my makeup. No, they need to make one for females. It just on and on and on and on and on it goes. We are creating this stuff. We create this planet. As a matter of fact, we are living out what was already written, and we get to rewrite it. And the people who inflict pain on other people is because they're in pain. Sometimes they believe the bullshit that they were taught, and they felt separated. They felt like they don't belong. Some people will feel suicidal or commit suicide because they feel they're different, because nobody was able to affirm their difference. Nobody was able, well, maybe. They didn't. Let me not go there, because I don't know. But some of the things that I've heard, some people feel like people don't, they feel they don't belong, the people don't love them, the people don't care about them. And, once again, I don't know why a soul chooses to commit suicide. Why a soul chooses to be born, if you will, deformed according to how we think it should be. I don't know why some people are born blind. I don't know what that soul's mission is. It's the person. We come up with all this BS talking about it's a freak of nature. It's not natural. You don't even know yourself. And I'm going off on a tangent, so it's time to take a break, because I want to talk about me. That's right. I'm just so something. I want to talk about myself. No, it's bigger than that. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. You know? We compare ourselves. I know I do. No, rephrase. I used to compare myself to other teachers. I compare myself to my friends. I compare myself to my siblings, my brother, my sisters. I compare myself with my parents. Just taking myself through hell. In the name of what? Time to take a break. Finally. Let me hurry up and take a break, because we've got to do good news, and then let's do a moment. Let's take a break, because I will get inspired again. And unless you can update me, what's going on? Let's see what, don't mind, Flash. Oh, you don't mind. Carly, ladies and gentlemen, all together now, just kind of close your eyes. And this is what I'm going to do. Let me read the whole thing before I do what I do, because that's how I do. That's how I roll. See, that's one sister that I love, Carly Jackson, man. She knows how to just be real. Even sometimes I listen to other shows, I won't call in. Sometimes I might even want to read, I ain't putting my business out there. Carly said, go ahead. Say my name. When people are around you. So, Carly Jackson, let me give you a little bit of her. And when you listen to this, just feel what you feel and multiply that and just embrace Carly Jackson and thanking her from the bottom, from the depth of your soul, of your consciousness. Oh, you're in the chat room. I'm not looking in the chat room. Okay, we're going to take a break. Don't get me talking, because once I open my mouth, stuff will start coming out. I love you. I love you guys listening, ladies, guys, people, all of you that are listening. And I pray, trust that this is inspiring you to see yourself. It's not about debate. Whatever you believe is whatever you believe. If what I'm saying doesn't work for you, what you believe works for you, keep doing it. I'm just talking about me, okay? You ain't really that deep. It's not. Because at the end of the day, it's not about how many people I was able to make happy. He's trying to take a break, but he still can't, because he got so much to talk about. They got so much. I'm thinking of Lauryn Hill. I just want to be free. I don't need to be right. Speaking of right, what if everything you knew about yourself was a lie? Chew on that. We'll be back.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Quick song, because I need to check something. I need to talk to my co-producer. So we're just going to play a song and be back with Good News Tuesday and Celestial Moment and all that good stuff. But we'll be back. Let's see. I don't know what I'm playing yet. Let's see. What are we talking about? We're setting ourselves free. Oh, let's get a prescription of agave. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Spirit. I hear it. Who is Spirit? I am. I am one with it. I hear it. Yeah. Let me do the Nikki Harris version. Because she has a way of working this song out. Nikki, where are you? Where are you, Nikki? Come out and play. I used to be mad at myself when I listened to the show and I'm doing all this squeaky voice. Like, dude, why'd you do that? Please. Talk about spiritual naked. I think Mona just spoke some truth. I'm looking for Nikki Harris. I can't find her, so I got to do another way of searching for her. Because this is the song to play, and then I want to talk to my co-producer. But just pretend that I am. Don't pretend nothing. Be real. Okay, let's search. Nikki Harris. Come on, computer. If you want to join in, 347-426-3346. We'll come to you in a minute. Well, a few minutes, in a moment. Ah, here we go. I love the way Nikki worked this song out. We'll be back.
There was a time in my life I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient, and I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you have to say. Say, I release it and I let go.
And with faith, when you see with faith through the eyes, you see the invisible. That's where life is happening. Everything else is in the past. Everything else is created. So let's bring on Celeste. I think I'm done for this. I don't know if I have to. Yes, stop it. You don't have nothing to say. Negro, please. I don't even believe me that I don't think I have anything else to say. Anyway, I'll be talking stuff. Ain't that right, Celeste? You better be ready. Or
that is right. And you are intuitively showing off. And I just, today, don't screen anybody while I'm doing my segment. I'll explain why later. Don't touch the phone line, okay?
No. Do it.
Don't.
I'm about to do it. Okay, I won't.
Don't do it. But I will give you this, okay? Intuitively, you are off the chain, and you just did it in front of everybody. But let me just get to my segment, okay? Good news. That's the good news. It's the party.
I got to go to the party? Oh, love me some party. All right, I'm going to mute myself now.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Welcome to good news. I already gave it away a little bit, but okay, moving on. I can't help it. Welcome to Good News Tuesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Whenever Life Coach Today flies solo, we are offering a brand new segment, Good News. We are clear that what we focus on expands, and if we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that make us smile instead of cringe. Well, we're going to start right now finding some good news that you might not have caught while you were channel surfing. Want to shake up your abuser within? How about a little confession? You know what they say, confession is good for the soul. Apology Line Confession Hotline allows New Yorkers to anonymously fess up. A Brooklyn man wants to provide guilty New Yorkers with a road to redemption. The method? An anonymous judgment-free hotline that will accept all their apologies. I think forgiveness is a very powerful thing, and that everyone has an outlet for that. The organizer of the hotline, who wishes to remain anonymous, said in an interview, some people can't talk to family, don't have religion, or maybe they don't even know how to forgive themselves. The organizer has been posting flyers across the five bureaus since early this year. This new so-called Mr. Apology is continuing the work started by conceptual artist Alan Bridge in the 1980s. The original Apology Line eventually received enough confessions to begin publishing a magazine called Apology. The hotline even became the premise of a 1986 film by the same name. It continued to receive about 100 calls per day until Bridge passed away in 1995. The flyer for the second version of the Apology Line is largely similar to the original, except that the phone number advertised begins with *67 in order to keep callers' information private. I think it's important that people can use the service without repercussions, the 37-year-old organizer told the New York Post. The flyers state that the Apology Line has no association with police, the government, or any religion. Callers have met with an answering machine. Mr. Apology voice repeats the message from the advert and instructs the confessors to leave your apology after the tone. Once the new Apology Line has received enough confessions, the recordings will be played for the general public, though the organizer is not yet sure how to structure the event. What an amazing tool for healing and release, and most importantly, self-forgiveness. Great work, Mr. Apology. I found this story at the HuffingtonPost.com. If you happen to hear of more good news like this one, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@Hotmail.com. You can also reach me on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. Now, be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today. All right, Life Coach Today, you got something you want to confess?
That's what the show's been about.
I know that you love it.
I didn't have Star 67. I had Star.
Thank you, Dream Master. I'm going to have to, okay, yeah. And Life Coach Today, please don't answer the other line either. Stay off the phones, okay?
Well, did you say COVID is a
Who doesn't want to talk to the coach?
You're in the chat room. Okay, fine. Oh, yeah.
And about the weather. About,
yes, we need to get to the weather. I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I know. What I want to say is, you know, what if everything we know about you is a lie? If everything we were taught, if you think, you know that they're listening. If everything, are you all right over there? Don't fall over now. If everything
I'm nervous. I forgot I was on the air. Go ahead.
Everything you know about yourself is a lie. You know, there was a movie that I, and it was the guy, real short version, the guy traveled with his friends, I think, and something happened. He got kidnapped. And where he went, they told him that he was a killer and he didn't know himself as that. I mean, what if you had the wrong image, identity about yourself? So that's a rhetorical question. So you don't have to really put it all out. And Laverne said, what I knew about myself was a lie until now. You know, there's a lot of stuff we've made ourselves and it's a lie. Okay. Let's hope. Listen to the weather. You by the lady with the Celeste Morgan.
After that,
her name is Celeste Morgan. She won't say that because she said it. You know who you listen to. I'm out. Out.
Yes. Now it's time for your spiritual weather report, family. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. 8 is the number running today. And if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, this would be your lesson number for the whole year. 8 is a power number and promises success. It's the number of infinity, endlessness, material, and spiritual balance, as well as manifestation. 8 is the warrior in the sacred circle deck, and it shows up as the dream walker from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron-Reed. The focus is on dreams, the collective good, and illusions, and you'll see Dreamwalker again. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H, and this is called a holy letter. For every time you see the letter H, it is usually connected with supporting or suggesting the need for support. So words like healer, help, and hurt remind us that we are being called to love, which is why this celestial moment is dedicated to Life Coach today. There is another word that starts with H. We are going to put the spotlight on the horse of the medicine cards. The horse's number is not 8. It is actually 35. But when you add 3 plus 5, you get 8. So here we go. Mighty horse, power to run across the open plains or to bring the vision of the shields dancing in purple dream rain. This must be a divine connection because this is the story of a medicine man who just so happens to be named Dreamwalker. I told you he'd show up again. Dreamwalker of the medicine cards is on a sacred mission to heal his ill brother and Mother Earth. On his journey, he encountered horses who intuitively sensed his nobility as a man of peace. Each one came offering a special treat. First, the black stallion asked if Dreamwalker sought answers. Ride on my back. I am from the void where the answers live. Dreamwalker learned the power of entering the darkness and finding the light. Then Yellow Stallion came to continue the journey. I'll take you where illumination lives. Dreamwalker learned to share the answers he found and to illuminate for the other humans he would soon meet. Red Stallion came inviting Dreamwalker on his back so he could learn to balance work and play. People are more likely to pay attention to you while they are having fun, Red Stallion said. Finally, White Stallion came, who is the messenger for all the horses, and Dreamwalker learned of wisdom and power through humility and understood that he was indeed an instrument of Great Spirit. From each encounter, Dreamwalker was healed, and he passed that healing on to others. The horse comes to remind that we all have power when we experience freedom from our stories. Life is to be enjoyed, and it's our time to ride. All is well, and that's the story of 8 through the horse of medicine cards.
a very special dedication to Life Coach today. And I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. I love that story. I'm glad I got a copy. I don't even have to ask for it. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
All okay.
To recreate God on earth, to represent God on earth. So if you're here to recreate God on earth and represent God on earth, I mean, come on. You just look at yourself in the mirror and say, damn, I'm bad. And that's
you are so funny. Well, this is your time of day, and we have been working on a little something. The first thing I want to do, you know, is really wish you an early, early happy birthday, because your birthday is on Thursday. And you have a gift for Saggy that she didn't know. And then we have other people lined up to drop some love on you. But I don't know if you remembered, one of your past birthday gifts from me was to tell you the number one song that was playing when you were born. Do you remember what that song is, Life Coach Today? I'm not putting
it.
When you were born.
Yeah. I don't remember. Sitting on the deck watching.
Yes.
Is that a song?
Yes. I'm so proud of you.
I just want to sit on a dock and think or whatever. Just chill. Have fun about life. So anyway, but go ahead.
So when Dave was born, people, the number one song, at least in America, was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. Now, for Saggy brought that back to us, and that's going to be my gift. And then I'm going to ask you to pick up 310. It was so important because at the beginning in a chat room, Forex Saggy goes, waiting, just anticipating, what made me flash. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was Otis Redding's song. So you have women spiritually waiting, anticipating your messages right now. And you remind us all to try a little tenderness. So Otis Redding followed you again on your birthday celebration. Did you follow all that?
Sure did. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous about what is really going on. There's a part of it like, what's she up to? Okay, so what, I'm supposed to unmute this 310 number?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Okay, let's go. Yeah, let's make sure we squeeze everybody in. There's quite a few people pushing one. Okay, 310. Yeah. Who you be?
Well, first of all, let me just say that the 8 card number and the number that says that it's about being happy birthday and the H being the H and the happy birthday, so it would be happy birthday Ade. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You are wonderful. It is the one and only Reverend Rio Kelly calling you from a cafe.
See? See? I have no clue. I'm like, I know the voice. And her, there's a link. The number looks like a California number. But I was trying to forget, who is this? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, I was like, who is this?
Happy birthday with a heart filled of love. Sending you love, 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 love. I could just say
so
happy
good.
Love day, Ade.
Oh,
and he clicked agape. He didn't know you were there, Reverend Rio, rocking Reverend Rio. He scared me. I'm like, I didn't know her number.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Reverend Rio. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right, thank you.
Reverend Rio. Love you so much, sir.
I love you back. Have a happy, happy party day. Bye.
Absolutely. Bye, honey. Bye. You just want to go down the line? Where you want to go next?
Don't you dare cut. Actually, no, cut up. I don't care. Really, just be yourself.
Don't worry about that. I just want to know where you want to go.
I know that. I know she's top. Come on, bring it. I dare you, Donna, bring it. I bet you got other people on the line with you, too. I bet you do. I bet you have more people to talk. Yes, I know. She can't talk. See? Hello, Donna. How are you?
Ade! I'm not singing. I can't sing. Reverend Rio, I'm not even going to try. I can't sing, but I can dance. Let's dance, Ade! Happy birthday! is the song? Otis Redding song? What song is that?
It's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and Try a Little Tenderness, which is going to be a day's gift to all of the women listening right now, that we need to remember to try a little tenderness for ourselves. Right, Ada?
Oh, so do we get to slow dance a day? We can African slow dance a day?
You got that one a day. It's your day.
Okay, caught up. She wants to slow dance. There's like, oh, I know what I want. That's right. You know how to ask for what you want, don't you?
You've been telling me to slow down the whole year, so I'm just practicing what you're teaching me here. You know,
so we slow it down or slow dancing? I don't know yet.
So Ade, let me just slow down and slow dance into what I want to tell you. So besides, you know, you're the sexiest conscious man on the radio, we're just so, I'm just emotional, so I'm just like looking for my words here, because when I think of Ade, it just fills up my heart with so much love, and I just want to give it back to you, because you just, Celeste said, fill our hearts with tenderness, but that's what you do for us. You just give us such beautiful, incredible love that we're just so gifted to have such a beautiful man on the planet like you, Ade, that gives us all this beautiful, tender love. And I really hope that you feel my love, and it's coming from the bottom of my heart, and I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so thankful that you're in my life, and it's a privilege to call you a dear friend and a dear soul brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Well done.
Right.
Okay, now can we slow down? Did that earn a slow dance?
He'll meet you in an astral plane. Donna,
yes.
You're so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Virtual dance.
You show up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. She's a private dancer, virtually.
No, I didn't say that. I'm not going there. I am so not going there. Could we erase that?
No. Watch it now. Okay, now look, Donna, you can stay and play, but I'm seeing the time. I'm going to have to be his conductor. But we love you so much, and thank you for being there. Somebody told me, hey, watch it, Celeste. What do I do, Carl? All right, now, here we go. All right, so we're going to move on to, let's go 718, Life Coach Today.
I know that's a New York number, but I don't know who it is.
Hello?
Okay. Hello. Oh, wait.
Oh. 718.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Ade.
Beautiful.
It's Carly, and of course, you know what I have to do. You're my Ike Turner. So here it is.
Whoa. So you're Ike Turner now, but go ahead. Clear that out, even if we don't have enough time, but go ahead.
Well, I created this little birthday song for a really good friend of mine who I feel like we have the same type of friendship. You and I, and him and I. So I feel like this song could be perfect for you. So here it is.
You have a smile that lights up all rooms. A presence as wide as the moon. You have the wisdom of 10,000 years in your eyes. But also the glare of the kid inside. See, I'm so grateful for you. You create the space for dreams to come through. So on this special day, I knew I couldn't get away without singing this song to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Ade. Happy birthday to you.
That's it.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
We both need Kleenex now.
I love you playing. Carly, you are the bomb, baby. And we all get to hear that over and over again. All we got to do is go back to the archive. What a gift you've left all of us. Okay. Now these phones are going, and Life Coach today, I think you're going to have to extend. You've got to get all these gifts. Look how many flowers you have to pick.
Right, well, there's a lot of people on here, but let me tell you this. If you're listening live now and you want to listen to the rest of the show, you can do two things. You can call into 347-426-3346 so you can hear it. Don't leave it to the left. Or to come back and listen to the archive if you want to. But other than that, at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to listen to the, if we need to extend the show, then they need to call in now. But I don't know if we need to. But anyway, so who do I go to next? Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, man. Jeez. Let's go 905. As long as you promise we can get all of these people to get
and
here.
We've got 14 minutes. I think we can work it out. We'll just see.
We can work it out? Okay, let's go to 905 then. Look at me telling you where to go on your birthday trip.
I ain't tripping. I'm be told by a woman what to do.
All right, 905, you're on the air.
Hi, Celeste. Hiya, Day. How are you doing?
Whoa.
Dennis, I'm Dream
Master. Is that Dream Master?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
hey, Dream Master, you sound low. Can you come closer to the phone? You're too far away.
Oh, God. Just a minute. Let me try something. Just a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's do this, Dream Master. Do what you need to try. Let's go to the next number. We'll come back to you, okay?
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit louder, but go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I just have to speak a little bit louder. But a day, yeah. Freehand, happy birthday.
There we go. Okay.
And enjoy your new year. I just wanted to mention something real quick because I know there's a lot of people on the lines. Yes, you are truly blessed, and blessings to you, and. And what you do, the work you do, is so appreciated and so loved. It's not, this is from me to you, not only from me, from my etheric friends, if you want to call them that, so much appreciated. And we thank you for choosing to be here for us all, for humanity. And beyond that, right? You do so much work. It's the energy, the energy that you hold and you exude, it just goes right out through the universe and throughout all the dimensions, right? And it's pure and it's true, and we are so grateful, right? just wanted to mention that.
Wow, a channeled message today. Who gets a channeled message? Thank you, Dream Master. You are amazing.
Your God.
As Celeste is, thank you. And Ade, you're such a beautiful spirit, I tell you. I have no words.
Oh. Thank you for allowing yourself to be sane, Dream Master. And thank you for all your beautiful words in the chat room. I am going to mosey this man along. He's got more flowers to pick, but we love you so much. Ade, you okay over there?
I'm okay. I'm embracing it, and I released the abuser within, so there's no other thoughts going on. Just receive it.
I know that's right. All right, then. Like, you got two more flowers to pick that I can see.
Okay.
You get to pick which ones. You're going to get them both, though.
Glenda.
Hey, Day.
Hey, girl. There you go.
How are you?
I am in gratitude. I am grateful. I am full. And, yeah, I am dot, dot, dot. I
well,
am
happy,
that I...
Happy pre-birthday. Wow. You know, it's been 2 years, a little over 2 years that I've been constantly, you know, following your show. And I'm looking out my window now, my new window, you know, where I see a lake, you know, instead of when I first called the show, you know, I was in Brooklyn and in a situation where it never felt like I would ever leave. So I was just thinking and listening to everyone and just wanted to say that so many things in my life have shifted and changed, but you were a part of that change. Right now you're a constant. Everything is kind of new for me now. But consistently, Mondays through Wednesdays at 12 o'clock a day, is channeling his love and his guidance. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, you know, mirror that all back to you. And, you know, this coming year, you know, just keep shining. Keep shining as the universe continues to light you up. Love you, appreciate you, and, you know, party on. don't say your birthday. Re-listening to the show or something serious. I want to hear you went to some boogie down crazy party. Try that. That's my
question to you. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you, Glenda, muting you, but I just want you to know this. You're one of the people that sent me an email or a text, I can't remember, maybe it was Facebook message. You said, Ade, you have wonderful guests. We love your guests. But I just love it when you're doing your thing, when you just letting it flow. That meant a lot to me. At that time, there were times, and not even, I mean, there's, you know, maybe in the past few months. But I sometimes think, oh, what's the point of doing what I'm doing? And people are not doing anything new. But those kind of messages, kind of like a spiritual slap in the consciousness to say, listen, stop it. Get out of there. Release the abuser within. And so thank you for that. And those who have sent me messages, I appreciate you. Tanya, sweet tea from
DC. Hello, Ade.
Hello, Tanya.
You are fire, and I'm so glad that I didn't have on a long sleeve shirt today because I have cried, I have sweated. But I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, and I want to thank you for being my spirit lifter. You brought me to a point where it was okay to loosen those chains and those shackles off my feet. And I want to do the happy feet with you today. So, I love you, I am grateful for you, and you have taught me what abundance is, and I'm just happy that God placed you along my path on this journey, and enjoy, and no matter what you decide to do, you have a bungee jumping birthday. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you. Thank
you. Love you too, sweet tea. I love you.
Glowing on. Oh. Mm-hmm.
You can have your show back now.
Well, you know, it's all. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Pleasant surprise. I couldn't figure out Reverend Rio's voice. I kept saying, I know this voice. I heard the last word, the last lyrics, you were wonderful. I said, okay, they sing that agape. I see it now. I could not figure it out until she said it. And all of you, Donna, Carly, Glenda, Dream Master, Tanya, and Dream Master Guides, and thank you. Thank you. I am beautiful. Thank you for all the stuff you were doing behind the scenes.
And for Faggy, for the Otis Redding, remember, you know, triggering my memory about that. You rock for Saggy.
No, do is play and have fun. Really? You know, if it's too much, if you struggle, then I want to recreate. And I thank you guys for, you know, for being there. Being there, listening, sharing the show, talking about the show does me, you know, it's nice. I'm a soul in a body, and there is a part of us, me, that reflection is good. And anybody in your life who's making a difference, don't forget to reflect what they're reflecting to you. It makes a difference. We're still in the body. I make no apologies for that anymore. It is real. I don't say, okay, who said anything about me today? But when it does come through, it's like, oh, wow. It's like a voice from God, the voice from the infinite. So, Celeste, of course, we got a show tomorrow and my birthday.
Yes, we do. But wait a minute. You got a blessing that I have to read to you from Laverne, the birthday lady, the cake lady. A day, may your spirit soar through a year, rich with blessings, short on trials, and warm with love. May your heart seek truth and wisdom, and may your voice praise God for all things. Happy birthday. That's from Laverne. Look, is Shining miss anything else?
Thank you. Thank you, Laverne. Thank you. Even those of you that are sending silent love. Because just being here is I know who you are. I see you, and I thank you all. And those of you listening to the archive, you know, and if this show is ever played on Within Radio, thank you. And if not, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow with Celestial, not Celestial Moment.
I will be now.
Because they Sunday, right?
right.
Yes.
You got Ancestral Blueprints tomorrow with Lisa Iverson. I'll bring the announcements and maybe a quick celestial bleep, not a moment, but a bleep at the end of the announcements for what's running tomorrow.
I don't have anything else to say.
Well, then maybe you need to play a song.
Well, what song are we going to play? Let's see. Are we going to play? Woo! Buddy,
yeah.
What song are we going to play?
We're going to play. Okay, let's see. I don't know. You did God Light yesterday. That was kind of hot. A day, it's time to shine, boy. That's a party song right there. Time to shine. Sherry Marie.
Okay, Sherry Marie. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And feel me more than you hear me. Because the words don't do it. And I invite you to continue to shine, to be the love that you want to see, to be true to yourself. Surrender the abuse within you and be loved. Celeste, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful for all you do. It's not like we're ending something. We ain't ending, but it's an ending to this moment.
Yeah. We ended something. It's good. We said we put the abuser out of our lives.
I know, that's right. It's a new day. And it's time for Sherry Marie, C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R.
Get your dance on.
You said, well, get your dance on. Thank you, Celeste.
Get your dance on. You're welcome.
I'm out of here. Oh, my God. What a show. Thank you all. I love you. I can't find Sherry. That's why I'm buying time. Tell her yourself. Be free. Time to shine. Sherry Marie. I'm gone.
Ooh, somebody told you not to be fabulous. They tried to take your soul. Guess what? They lied. You're in control. Time to shine, time to shine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.